tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today on this gorgeous morning right around the Premier County, 1800-938-007. That's our free phone number. And Doc Martin is looking after the show today. He'd always be glad to hear from you. Now, coming up on this morning's programme, wet pubs are closed 402 days today. What does the future hold for the industry? We'll be chatting to one publican, Dr. Pat Harold, on vaccination and also answering your queries. We'll call the guards after 11, and we have gardening with Alton Nesbitt. And in fact, if you want to get your gardening queries into us now, we'll put them all together for Alton after 11 o'clock. So that's 083-311-3311 for text and a WhatsApp. Of course, you can email us tiptoday@tipfm.com. And let's have a look at what's making headlines today. And let's have a look at the Indo first of all, the banner headline there. 1,500 cases probed amid fears that children were over-medicated, can you believe? The HSE is urgently reviewing the files of more than 1,500 child and adolescent mental health service patients amid concerns some were prescribed dangerously excessive amounts of medication. And seemingly the review centres on patients who attended South Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services between 2016 and the end of last year. Also on the front of the Indo today, Fine Gael wants wet pubs and gyms to open in the next phase. Fine Gael is pushing for the reopening of gyms and wet pubs to serve out of doors to be included in the next phase of the coalition's plans to ease public health restrictions. And pretty distinctive photograph indeed on the front of the Indo today. As you know, at this point, former police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder over the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. And there's a picture showing people's delight, I suppose, at the result on the front of the Indo. And in fact, likewise, on the front of all of the newspapers today, including the Irish Examiner. Also, report slams biased coroner service. The coroner's service has been accused of being biased, overly influenced by Gardaí, and of accepting deaths of mothers in labour as inevitable in a damning new report on the service. Employees returned to offices by September. Employees stuck working at home since last March will be able to return to their offices by September under plans being developed by the government. It's just been revealed today. And as well as that, Ryanair plans flights from Cork Airport this summer. Ryanair is planning to operate flights from the airport in Cork this summer, despite casting doubts over the reopening of its base there this year. Finally, for now, we'll have a look at the Irish Times. And once more, a photograph of a gentleman in Minnesota yesterday following that announcement of the guilt of the police officer Derek Chauvin, with his fist in the air by way of celebration, I suppose, of the results in that tragic case. Reopening to proceed despite vaccination problems. Government ministers have signalled they want a wide reopening as soon as possible in May, as the state's vaccination programme continues to suffer from supply shortfalls and restrictions on the use of the vaccines. And once more, the coroner's story on the front of the Irish Times as well today. So that gives you an indication of what's making headlines in at least some of our newspapers today. Now, a narrow majority of Northern Irish voters want to remain in the UK. That's according to a new poll. The survey for the BBC Spotlight programme found 49% would choose to stay in the Union if a border poll was held right now. 43% would vote to join a United Ireland, and 8% are undecided. Now, Sinn Féin TD for Kevin Monaghan, Matt Carthy believes there will be unity in the years to come, and this is what he had to say.
This poll is just another indicator that the moves towards a United Ireland are happening at pace, that the conversation is taking place and that clearly lots of people are open to persuasion. So the onus is now on those of us who want to see a united Ireland, and that includes, by the way, the Irish government, to start putting in place the framework so that we can move towards organising a poll.
And that's Matt Carthy. So let's put it to you. Let's put it to the people of Tipperary. Is it time for a vote on a united Ireland? Do you want a united Ireland? Do you think we should have a united Ireland? Will you give us your thoughts on that, please? 083-311-3311 for text and WhatsApp, or speak to Doc on 1800-938-007. You might like to give us your thoughts if you managed to see that BBC Spotlight programme as well last night. Remarkable. Remarkable documentary indeed. A lot of information there you didn't know about. But what did you think of that if you saw it? And of course, they're looking at the creation of the Northern State 100 years on. So again, your thoughts on that, please. Now, as pubs and bars today reach the 402nd consecutive day shut, the Licensed Vintners Association is calling on the government to allow all pubs to start providing outdoor services from the 24th of May. Pubs across Ireland shut their doors on the 15th of March last year, and the country's so-called wet pubs have not opened as normal since. Well, TJ McInerney of TJ Maxx Bar in Mulnahone joins me now. TJ, good morning to you.
Good morning, Frank.
And it's very good to talk to you. When we last spoke to you, TJ, you were making national headlines with your thoughts about what was happening to your industry. Looking back now, what are your thoughts now, TJ?
Positive, Frank, going forward. Very, very positive. And it's all thanks to the people of Ireland, communities of Ireland, the collective effort they've put in. I mean, it's been unbelievable. They've endured a lot. Cases at the minute in hospitals, I mean, we're down to 179 in hospital, 48 people in ICU. I mean, that's down to the collective effort of Irish communities. Mm. And for that, I'm grateful.
When do you think, or when would you like to see a reopening? Now, we're talking about outdoor drinks, I suppose, first of all. But when would you like to see that happen, TJ?
It has to be, undoubtedly. Common sense will prevail, and it'll be announced in the coming days, the 24th of May. It has to be. Common sense must prevail, and that will coincide of indoor dining opening in Northern Ireland. And it'll give publicans along the border a chance.
Mm. So you think it should happen in tandem with Northern Ireland?
With the opening outdoor here, right. In tandem with indoor up there.
Right, and is it your fear that people may decide, if it doesn't happen here, that, oh, sure, we'll go and we'll spend a few days in Northern Ireland and we'll drink our heads off?
I won't say they drink their heads off, Fran, but undoubtedly they'll enjoy the civil liberties of another jurisdiction and they'll spend their money elsewhere.
Mm.
Undoubtedly so. As soon as they lifted the 5 kilometre restriction, first thing I did was loaded my family into the car. Went over to Grogan's in Cashel, bought a few ice creams and sat outside the Rock of Cashel and thought how great it was to be free.
You described that very well, how great it was to be free.
To be free.
Yeah.
I have a greater appreciation of Irish history now, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah, I looked at Dan Breen and, you know, I realise I've taken it for granted all my life. These are civil liberties given to us by freedom fighters.
And you're embracing all of that now, TJ. That sense of, you know, freedom, and people fought for this freedom. And when it was curtailed, it made you think.
Definitely, Brian, definitely. I mean, look, I'm guilty of taking it for granted. As I said, I have a greater appreciation of Irish history. Charles J. Keegan, Dan Breen, they gave us this freedom. I'm going to cherish it in the future. And the people of Ireland, with their collective effort, as I said, across communities, have endured. They've adhered to guidelines and they've given us the opportunity to take back our freedom. We're going to take it back.
The most significant message from the North, TJ, I would say, is that all hospitality will open together, including pubs, hotels and restaurants. Yeah. Is that how you would like to see it?
It's the only way.
Yeah.
It's the only way. If I had a gastro pub, a restaurant, and I was doing 500 dinners a day, I'd remain shut. because the hospitality must stick together. We must stick together. I know the VFI have been in touch with Catherine Martin, the Minister for Tourism, regarding the Nighttime Economy Task Force. It currently consists of two DJs. That's our sole representation from hospitality. There should be hoteliers. There should be restaurateurs. There should be publicans representing the hospitality sector as well as those DJs. And I mean, you know, there's lots of people that need representation. The music industry, the nighttime economy, it needs proper representation, and it needs nurturing. You need to look after it. It's a part of the economy. Tourism, Ireland needs it.
It certainly does indeed. Was it a case of divide and conquer last year? Because, you know, those pubs who served food were allowed a certain amount of freedom to open, and pubs like your own were not.
Most certainly, Fran. Fran, I'm going to look back in a few years' time and I'm going to ask myself the question, how did chicken make the difference? It didn't. And I'll go back to England. A friend of mine there opened up his pub there in Liverpool on the 12th of April, Richie Lanigan. I rang him the other day. I said, Richie, how are you doing? How's business? Richie wasn't interested in talking about business. All Richie spoke about was the mental health of his customers. As soon as he left in his customers, he said it was like the difference between night and day. Turning on a light switch, people came alive. People that were isolated. People in cities get isolated. People in rural Ireland get isolated. We are isolated, and now as people, we need to come together. I mean, there are no communities without people, and there are no pubs without communities. We need each other. Father O'Gorman there in Mulnahone, I'd like to pay tribute to him. You know, he's endured a lot, and he's taken on a lot of emotional burden there through proud funerals in Mulnahone. Yeah. And people in Mulnahone have been brilliant. It's sad.
What do you think, I mean, what are you hearing from your customers, the people who would normally frequent your pub? What are they saying to you, TJ? Because I presume you're bumping into them or you're chatting to them.
They're asking me when I'm open. They think, you know, they think I'm in the know. Pádraig Cribben isn't in the know. I'm not in the know. We don't know. Government haven't. They haven't given us any roadmap. I mean, I don't know. Do they possess a sat nav? But they need to flick it on, because we need a roadmap. I mean, the people want it. I mean, you know, you have to listen to the people. If the politicians are public representatives, and public representatives are there to listen, the people are telling them. And the people, it's the people who've gotten those numbers. I mean, 179 currently in hospital, 48 in ICU. That's credited to the communities of Ireland from, you know, it's an unbelievable commitment to the adherence and the protocols put in place, which, I mean, look, were necessary, and I appreciate and respect politicians, but they need to know when to step back.
Could I be devil's advocate on that and say to you, it's very hard to make a plan like that because it's an evolving situation, TJ, and it can change, and it depends on the amount of vaccination that we have.
Currently, vaccination-wise, we're at 855,000 people on the first vaccination, 352,000 on the second. Now, I'd expect another million by the third week of May, another million, maybe 1.2, I think. So we're getting there. And then there's a question there which I firmly believe in is personal responsibility and licensed regulated environments. Come here, friend. The overall drink sales in Ireland last year was down 7%. Where do you think all that drink came out of? Only the off-license.
The off-license. And I have that on my note here to ask you about that. How did you feel about that?
But, Fran, I'll tell you how I felt. The people have been, but they're not drinking it at home under the bed, cowering under the blankets with a litre of vodka or a slab of cans. There's people doing what they're doing. And, look, the people have been brilliant. And, look, I have nothing but respect for the efforts that the Irish people have made. It's been unbelievable. But the government have to ask themselves, if the pubs have been closed in hospitality that long, and the drink sales in Ireland have only been down 7%, does that suggest to you that everybody in Ireland is an alcoholic, that they're all drinking
what does it suggest to you, TJ?
I suppose it suggests to me that there must be a certain amount of socialising going on,
right?
Wasn't there?
Well, there certainly would be, and I mean we've had examples of that as well.
Yes,
why not
socialise in a regulated, right, in a regulated, controlled environment? That's what I'm saying to government.
But I'm sure that somebody then would say to you, look at what happened at Christmas when we opened up to some degree. The numbers went scatty.
But Fran, what happened? The wider economy, but we've moved on now.
Mm.
We've moved on. We vaccinated. We can't stay in yesterday. We have to look forward. I mean, if we stay in yesterday, the economy is doomed. We're all doomed. There's no future for us. I mean, my kids want a future. My kids' friends want a future. Their parents want a future for them. You know, the schools, there's no point in educating kids if there's no hope of future. I'm a big believer in hope. You have to live in hope. And it's like I said, the cases are down. The government are doing a brilliant job in the vaccine rollout. Apparently, we're going to be up to about 1.2 million in the next month. So that's a lot of people vaccinated.
Have you concerns, TJ, that people have changed their habits over the last 12 months and there's a good chance that there won't be an awful lot of people running out to pubs, maybe in the same way that they did? Have you concerns about that?
I acknowledge there's a challenge ahead of me. I mean, was it 402 days, you said? I mean, that's a challenge. Mm. I suppose, really, I've no customer base. I have to start a business from scratch, but I'm more than confident. Adversity, I love adversity. Mm. I love it. I'm going to challenge it. I want it. The thought now of building up my business from scratch, I'm 28 years I've been employed in employment, and I'm starting a new job. I'm excited. I'm starting a new job. I feel like I should be sending in a CV to get this job. I can't wait to get it. Now, the people are going to be good. The people are going to support me. And it's not about drinking 10, 20 pints.
Yes, yes.
4 or 5 pints of socialising. It's people's mental health. They're not my customers. I'll be honest with you, Fran. I'd be a liar if I told you they're my customers. Mm. They're not. They're my friends of 20-odd years.
Yeah, yeah.
They're on the way back. They're knocking on the door. They're on the way back. They want to come in. I'm more than confident, to be honest with you. I'd be a liar if I said anything else.
You said a lovely thing to me last time we spoke, which was that, you know, you felt you're just a custodian of your pub because it's a historic pub and you wanted to go on through the generations and into the future.
Yeah, I still feel the same. Those freedom fighters that I spoke of earlier, they walked through this village, fighting for this village, fighting for this country. The chances were they sat at this counter. They sat at the counter that I stand behind. And, you know, I'm proud of our heritage. And this is the pandemic, hopefully in years to come, will be just another chapter of adversity in Irish history. And you know what? It'll make us stronger. Maybe I was spoiled. And maybe it'll toughen me up and make me harder in the future. Maybe it'll enable me to better prepare my kids for the future.
One of our listeners says, listening to TJ this morning, what about churches and funerals that people can't grieve properly? And even when there's an element of opening up, it's just 25 people allowed in a church.
I did say in relation to Father Danny, and most certainly the church has to be addressed. And I'm going to be the first one up there. Mm. And I'm not up there every Sunday, but I will be now. And I made reference to Father Danny, the church. I made reference to funerals and how much it hurt. And I know how much it hurt the community. And I know that, you know, people have to be able to go to pray. Simple as. That's their fate. And that needs to come back. To be honest with you, personally myself, I would have had it back sooner. But I don't run the country. But most certainly the churches have to be back. And they're all important.
So you think the 24th of May should be the date?
24th of May should be the date. And I think that slitters should be flying over crossbars. And I think outdoor sports should be back as well.
All right. Well, TJ, it's always a pleasure. Look after yourself, and we'll talk to you in the coming weeks, I'm sure. Take care. Gramina Maga, thank you. That's TJ McInerney, casual man, of course, needless to say. But in Mullinahone now, with TJ's Bar. How do you feel about that? 1800-938-007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry. In association with Slattery's of Facon, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Facon, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.